Cortez one of these days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm the elusive Chris Kakavas. Jack Watterson plays bass. Dan Stewart on guitar. Alex McNichol on drums. And our new guitar player, Chuck Prophet IV. That's his real name. You can ask to see his driver's license.
I know. I suppose you all grew up with the 60s, the musical 60s, didn't you?
Well, somewhat. You know, it wasn't so much that, you know, we didn't really grow up with it as much as, well, we did and we didn't as much as our older brothers and sisters did. You know, I remember taking my sister's records and listening to, like, Lou Reed and Sly and the Family Stone and The Doors and stuff that was just really, you know, just very mind expanding for me. You know, I didn't really know what I was listening to, but you know, they were all those bands were making such powerful statements about the times. And you know, as I grew up, you know, that wasn't the music that I loved, but now when I turn back to that, you know, I can see what I liked about it even at such a young age.
When did you start to play this music?
Well, Green on Red was together as a band in Tucson, Arizona. And that was the original members, me, Jack, and Danny. And then, and another drummer. And we moved out to LA, and we'd always been pretty much doing, I don't know, we've always been Green on Red anyway. We've always been like a family. We've been together for about four going on 5 years. And so it's something, you know, even though we've been through so many changes, you know, it's always been gradual. It's, you know, we never said, okay, now we're going to sound like this. You know, even though we've taken drastic changes in the way we sound, from a thrash art punk band to a psychedelic folk rock band. You know, the changes have always been gradual. You know, who knows what it'll be next week? It's all in whatever song we write.
When you showed up yesterday, I was really surprised because you were 5 people on stage and I only expected 4 of you.
Mm-hmm.
And there was somebody called the Kid.
Right. Well, he just kind of, he popped out of nowhere like he was telling you yesterday. He, you know, we played with each other up in San Francisco. He was in another band. And we always admired his great guitar style. And he always liked something about us. I don't know what it was. Maybe, you know, some romantic notion anyway. And one day, you know, one night he just came down to Los Angeles with his guitar. We happened to be playing that night. And, you know, he came on stage with us and we did a few songs. And afterwards we talked about it and we said, you know, heck, you know, I think we'd like to have you in the band. And he said, believe me, that's the only reason I'm here. So we just, you know, we did it. And like last night was the 3rd official show that he's played with us. And, you know, I see no end in sight.
Been drinking about